Okay, good evening everybody. Good to see you again. I hope everybody had a nice holiday and I wish everybody a good winter. And we're starting from the beginning, Bereshit.
Enjoy the wine that we gave you. Before
yes,
you start,
I enjoyed the wine.
Thank you very much. Very much for the present that everyone gave us for our house. A present from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur.
Okay, thank you also for the wine. Okay.
Welcome.
And now we're starting from Bereshit, starting from the beginning. One of the interesting points that we are going through is every time we come to a certain stage, they say, oh, it's not finished. There is another stage, and another stage, and another stage. So, okay, now it's after everything. So, what does it mean? But the real truth is that now it starts. Till now, it's all was preparation for real life. And that's Bereshit. We start from the beginning. The idea is not start on the beginning of last year. A new beginning. Elevate ourselves in a different level. It's like you are starting kindergarten, then you're starting school, then you start university or whatever it is, and all the time in life you have new starts. And Bereshit is also new, because to tell us we're starting from the beginning is a little stupid. Well, what do you mean starting from the beginning? What, you're starting from the first time that you open the book, so you will never progress. You will stay all the time at the same level. That's not the idea. The beginning means now I begin a new page. I start again and elevate myself to the next level. That's the idea. On Simchas Torah, we on Chutz La'ad do it on Shmini Atzeret, but we prayed for the rain, and we did a whole ceremony out of it. By the Ashkenazim, definitely, the Chazan wears a kittel, and the tune of the prayer is like Ne'ilah. It's like the same melody of Ne'ilah. And it's so, what is so serious about it? We're just asking for rain, you know? Yes. After the whole procedure we went through, we are now asking for a specific thing, which is rain. And we did this whole big thing about it. Why didn't we do it on Yom Kippur? Why not on Rosh Hashanah? What is exactly happening here? Geshem, in Hebrew, is Gashmiut. In other words, what we are really praying for is Gashmiut. In other words, we want good tools in order to worship God. In other words, if we now prayed well and we're asking for God for rain, rain is everything. What does it mean, everything? Physically and spiritually. The whole world is based on water. How did Kodesh Baruch Hu create the world? Bereshit bara Elokim da shamayim et haaretz va'aretz et hatov vohu v'ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei hamayim. So the beginning of all beginnings was really the water. So from the water the world was created, and we see that through the first parasha of Bereshit, we are already seeing the world being built, and the world at the end of the parasha is going to be destroyed. Which is also a big lesson for us to understand what is this all about.
And also with water.
And again, water. So we now start to realize how important water is. Water is the basic of everything. In each one of us, it's more than 60% water. Everything in nature is built on the base of water. So when we pray for rain, what happened in Bereshit? Bereshit, we talked about it, I think, last year, that God wanted to create a world and do it in the Midat Hadin, judgment. That's why it's Bereshit bara Elokim. Then, God saw that it's impossible. This creation of the combination of the human being, which is apart from heaven, the neshama, apart from earth, the body, cannot be judged on everything he does, because if it's going to be only judgment, he's not going to survive. So he decided to mix with the judgment rachamim, mercy, chesed. And How do we see it? It's written in the Pshat of the Psukim. Because we all read the whole thing of the creation in the first chapter. We understand what it's all about. And if you look through, you will see that every time anything is mentioned about the creation, Bereshit bara Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, Vayar Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, Vayas Elokim. You go through it and you will see that every time it's the Midat Hadin, Elokim, 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 Elokim. Then we get to the second chapter. Ele toldot hashamayim ve'aretz be'ibaram. Well, what are you talking about? You already told us, Bereshit bara Elokim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz. Why do you tell us again? But here, look what's written. Beyom asot Hashem Elokim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz. Now we have another name appearing to us, Hashem. Yudkei Vavkei, which is the name of Chesed, Rachamim, mercy. In other words, suddenly everything is changed. It's not only Din. And if you look through it, you will see and find out this whole description is again using all the time Hashem Elokim. In other words, when we read about our sages explaining to us about things and we think, wow, how did they get to this thing? It's written. It's very simple. We have the creation twice, and the first time it's only Elohim, which means Midat Adin. But then, Behi Bar'am, when you really put things into, let's say, into physical behavior and being, he appears with another name, Hashem Elohim, and it also now goes the whole way. If we look through it, Eretz Hashemayim ve'aretz, Biyom Asot Hashem Elokim Et Hashemayim Et Haaretz, Ve'lo Imtir Hashem Elokim, again Hashem Elokim, Vayita Hashem Elokim, Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim, Vayikach Hashem Elokim. So all the time we see now, again, God is mentioned, but with the two names. One of the names is the name of Chesed, and the other name is the name of Din. So we have the mixture of Chesed and Din. The interesting thing is, we go back to the rain. In the beginning of of the Sheni, v'chol siach hasadeh terem iyeh ba'aretz, and all the grass and all the thing, nothing grows. Why? Why nothing grows?
No rain.
What?
Why? Ki lo imtir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz, and what does he say to tell us? The Adam. If you look at I cannot see the. It's too small for me. Okay. No.
This
is pasuk. Which pasuk is this? Pasuk vav.
Vav. Bet vav.
Bet vav. So what's written in bet vav?
Ve'adam ein la'avod et adama.
Ve'adam ein la'avod et adama. But what does it mean? What does it mean? So Rashi explained to us that all the creation was waiting for what? The whole creation was waiting for what? For Adam
to work the Adamah.
What's work? God did everything. What's got to work about? To pray to God so the rain will come down and everything will go. The Adam Ayin. So, the Siach HaSadeh, everything we learned in the first chapter, everything was ready. Everything was being created. Now they started to tell us a whole different story. That everything was created, but Siach HaSadeh, nothing grows. Why? Because God doesn't bring rain. Why does God not bring in rain? Because there is no human being to pray for the rain. So now we understand and realize how important is what we did on Simchas Torah.
And the plants could do nothing.
They nothing can move without
water.
No.
And man.
Without us.
Man.
Without us, nothing will move in this world. The whole world was created for Adam, for human being to come and worship God.
What is this word, Ayin?
Ayin?
En.
En. Ayin. Ayin. En.
There is no man.
There is no man. There is nobody to pray for the rain.
Nishtu.
There was no man.
Nishtu.
Nishtu. Nishtu keiner. So, again, we start to understand and realize how important is what we did on Musaf of Shmini Atzeret, praying and asking for rain.
Does it only the Jews or?
This is our job. What other people do, that's their problem. But our job is, we are leading the world. We are the light of the world. Ki mitzion tetze Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. We are all agoyim. This is our job. We have to do our job. And while we're talking about doing our job, I must tell you what happened to me on Simchas Torah. Part of it is not so nice story,
where
especially not on me. You know, every time when I preach, I went in Eilat.
Eilat.
No, I was in Eilat the whole Sukkot. So, you know, when you come to a hotel and you pay Baruch Hashem Kanan or all you're paying for, and you have to stand, you want an egg, you want an omelette or whatever, you have to stand in a line for this omelette.
Right, yeah, they just talk.
Okay, so I'll talk about it also. So I'm standing, we're coming back after this long prayer, and I want an omelette, you know. So I see in a line two people in front of standing. So, okay, that's okay. Two eggs, three eggs, four eggs, how many? I'm standing there. Suddenly, this woman in front of me calls another woman on the other side of the room. Come, you don't have to wait.
We're in Israel.
And, yes, in Israel. And suddenly, those two eggs or three eggs become 10 eggs. Wow. Now, it's not ending. The one before her sees his brother or his cousin, or I don't know who, coming into the dining room, says, oh, don't, come, you need eggs? Okay. And his eggs are already on there, on the... Suddenly, instead of waiting for two, I'm waiting for 20. That's not the story.
Did they run out of
eggs? I see the other side. My daughter-in-law is on the line, and she's already there, whether they had the head of fruit. So I told her, take two eggs for me also. And I'm coming with the plates there, and this guy standing before her, and he starts shouting at me. What a chutzpah, how do you dare? You're not going to have eggs. Shout me on eggs. And it become, I came back and then I go there and I says, sister, you normal? You are shouting like this for an omelette? Said, this is Yom Tov. And he pushes me. So I pushed him back.
Okay. And then?
He fell.
My two sons from the other side of the room see what's happening. They start running. In 2 minutes, the whole tohu vavohu. Va'aretz hayta tohu vavohu. And I think I wrote about the Dvar Torah. This, you know, it's not nice what I did.
Between man and
but
man.
I did what other did to me. But that's exactly the point. What you hate that people do to you, don't do it to others. You know, but you are so mixed in this and so angry and so involved. And then you realize what God is telling Cain. You have to understand, the Yetzer Hara waits for you. He's everywhere. And he just waits for you to get angry, to get things. And where is the source of the anger? Is when you think you are something. Because if you think
yourself,
you're something,
you forget yourself.
I forget. And instead of thinking of others, I think about myself, and then I get angry very quickly. So, Vatatim Sholbo is written. You should rule, control the Yetzer Hara. So I said to myself, 1 minute, this is Chilul Hashem, this is what's going on in the middle of them. So I says, you know what, Slicha?
Yes,
and in the end, we hugged and kissed. Somebody asked me, well, if it was a woman, what would it do?
That's the
I said, I'll send my wife.
I send my wife.
Anyway, it ended on the good side. But the thing is, that we all the time, we stand in this position. It says, and this was about an omelette. For an omelette?
No.
But in life, you know, you stand in a line.
It was not for it. It was for 20 eggs that you were waiting.
Yeah.
Not one.
Yes, I know.
So it's not one omelette.
You want me to go back and hit him?
Yeah. It's a good thing you're not a candidate for Supreme Court Justice.
Or mayor.
The thing is, I'm praying to myself there's nobody from Ranana there. And 2 minutes later, I meet somebody from Ranana. Anyway, you see, this is the idea. Whatever happens to you is a lesson. And you stand in positions, and each one of us here and there stands in position. If you're waiting on a line in a bank, if you're waiting in a line in the post, and somebody just goes and takes the place, what should I do?
You go and complain to the cook, and the cook is the worker. You should write.
Yes.
Yes. You have the responsibility to somebody else.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Because you're right.
I was right, but I was wrong doing the same thing.
That is.
You see, that's exactly the point.
Yeah. That's it. You mustn't do unto
two wrongs doesn't make right. So, we all have this, and especially this is a hot country. People are hot tempered. And very quickly it can get, you have to see what was happening there. And I'm thinking to myself, and I told myself, next time if I see a line for eggs, I'm not going to stand there.
No, you don't need to stand. You can ask her when come my turn, maybe.
Call me.
No, we were also, and I asked eggs, and I went to take coffee and this, and then I came back, she made me.
Oh, but this is the point. But
you see, but that's
exactly. I didn't stand.
But this is the point. This is what happened with him. Somebody standing and
you see,
doesn't know that you're.
I see two people, and some of those two people become 20. That's not right.
Even if you come
and stand in the line and ask him and then go and come back, it's also not right.
Of course not.
Of course not, because I have to stand there when you're going around doing whatever you want.
Someone's got to tell
like people who
it's
going
not
the saying,
but you see, I'm sorry, I didn't want to start a whole discussion about eggs. But the thing is, the idea is that even if somebody does wrong, doesn't mean that we can also do wrong. We have to control ourselves. That's the fight, and that's what we are doing. We have to try. It's not easy, and that's why I'm telling you the story. Because when I talk about things, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking, first of all, to myself. And to get angry about an omelette is, sorry to tell you, it's really stupid.
Wasn't the omelette you
had? Of course not. But at the end of the day, it is an omelette. Yes, but at the end of the day, that's what I'm saying. Yes, I can justify what I did. I can find excuses. I can do. I should have hit him and knocked his head in the wall and whatever, and just have this egg. But really, really, even if I'm right, this is not the haftal racha kamocha. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to myself. This is not the right behavior of a Ben Torah.
You're saying turn the other cheek.
No.
No, this is
that's not what I said.
This is going.
That's not what I said. But definitely don't go down to the level of the guy who shouts and pushes. What I did, which didn't help by the way, I went to one of the people there and says, this is wrong what you're doing here. It shouldn't be allowed for somebody to come and take omelets for the whole family or the whole table. If you take one, you take two, okay. It's impossible that somebody will come and take 20 omelets. I don't have to wait for it. Wait in the line.
Get the message.
If they get the message or no, I tell you next time I'm there. And I tell you the truth, I'm sure they didn't get the message.
But why did you?
Because that's what should have been.
How did that come about?
Because what was happening, it was really getting to a level which in 2 minutes, we will have a fight.
Right.
And
so who
this
the
is Simchas Torah.
Put the brakes on?
I.
Yeah, and you said to me,
I succeeded to control myself, not to lower myself lower than what I did. I was angry about me getting angry.
Right.
So you wanted to wrap that?
I was angry. What am I doing here? I'm getting angry on what? On an egg?
So
I don't know if it's Kol HaKavod, because the beginning was not Kol HaKavod. The end was Baruch Hashem. That's what I'm saying. We sometimes can fix things.
Okay, so the guy...
But the guy was...
Yes!
Was he accused?
Maybe he was afraid for me. I don't know. I'm not going to go into it. But
if he would...
Did he wear a kippah?
No.
You know,
and that's what Chilul Hashem. There's a lot of things involved.
Gadi, if this guy would be really a mensch... He would say, okay, take it, the egg and take it.
Yeah.
He should give you the egg.
But he wasn't.
But he just told him that he had been standing in another queue.
No, I told him. But that's not the point. But I'm not talking. See, we are taking now the story and starting to do it. The idea is that if that we have... Each one of us is standing in situations which are making us... This is Avodat HaMidot. The whole Sefer Bereishit is Avodat HaMidot. Working on ourselves to be better people.
And
it's not easy.
More people like that in Israel in the other way.
Yes, but
okay.
This is... That, you see, I'm sure that this guy, that shouted, learned a certain lesson. And I'm sure that next time he will think twice before he starts shouting.
Please God, yeah.
Please God, of course. Yeah. And also all the other people that were involved, maybe they also will realize that next time when they stand, they won't ask for 20 eggs. No, I'm saying it can be in a lot of places. We see it all the time. It's like I'm going out from a road. There is a big traffic jam. And you see this guy going,
I was standing in a line after a woman, old woman, and suddenly came a other woman. She said, "Is my daughter with a whole agala?" And she said,
"How did you feel?"
I felt. Then I didn't want to discuss with her, but I said, "I lo beseder."
Yes,
by sight of me, the man said, and he said, "Take my in front of me." I gave her without discussing. He gave me before.
This is a mensch.
But that's the way we should behave.
This guy is a mensch.
If I'm not, of course, the let's say the normal thing would be, I'm right, so I'm going to stand on my rights. But that's not being Jewish. That's not being a Ben Torah. That's not wearing a kippah on the head and behaving like somebody who fears God. Would God like what I'm doing or not? That's the question you should ask yourself. I'm not turning my other cheek. Baruch Hashem, I had the power.
Oh, turning your other cheek doesn't mean you don't have the power.
That's what I'm saying exactly. No, turning the other cheek means that you are a friar.
That's
right. Well,
but that was not, that's exactly the point. I don't see this turning the other cheek because I came from a point of view of power and told the guy, you know what? You're right. I shouldn't do to you what people did to me. And that's the idea. Well, to realize what is Rabbi Akiva telling us. That's the basic of everything. And Rabbi Hillel, his rabbi, he says, That's the point.
Yeah, but how?
Because the easier thing is, what he did it to me, I'm going to do it to him.
But
said, he did it to you, you don't do it to the others. You behave differently. You do it in another way, in the way of the Torah. This doesn't mean that you are going and giving up on the right thing to do. But you're going to do it as a Ben Torah. You're going to do it as a Jew should do it. As somebody who believes in God should do it. That's what you should do.
But guys, the problem is that if you feel a friar, then is the problem.
I'll tell you. The only thing I felt afterwards I was angry about myself that I got angry on a stupid thing like this.
Yes, okay. But
that's the only
but
thing.
But everything began because you feel like a fryer. Everyone is passing me, but what
is
this?
Yes. So this why what did I do? I did the same.
They did wrong.
Yeah.
And it was wrong.
Yeah, I know.
I got angry. And now I did that. This guy did the same thing. At the end of the day, that's what happened.
Yeah.
From the other side, I must tell also a good thing that happened on Simcha's story. You know, not only bad things.
Okay.
We had this was really one of the nicest Simcha's story I had from this point of view, because the gabbai of this shul in the hotel, he was really somebody very dedicated to the job, and he really took the idea of the shul seriously. With no connection to his job, which was a mashgiach kashrut of the hotel. He bought special presents for the kids and flags and Simchas Torah and packages for the children. And he didn't give it only to the people from the hotel. Whoever came to shul to daven even from the other hotels, he gave everybody. And the main thing what he did is when we started the akafot, he took everybody up to the lobby.
Up to the lobby.
And we did the akafot, we danced around the lobby, and everybody was coming on and with us to join the Simchat Torah. And this was, from the other side, Kiddush Hashem. So we had, from one side, Chilul Hashem, and the other side we had Baruch Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. In other words, it's all in our hands.
Which is the hotel? Which is the name of it?
This one was we went to two hotels because no the problem is but we
in the other you
we
you
the intention was to coming
to the
coming
end,
back
you went to the
no
end.
But the intention was to go back to Simchas Torah to be here and but then the children wanted to come to us and then I says what in Motzei Shabbos to go it's a Shana Rabba and then you have to work it's a long prayer
we'll
whatever and well we stayed there the problem is we didn't have in the place where we were staying. Was no place. So we had to move to another hotel. So the same story.
What did you have for
this
breakfast the next day?
Instead of the egg?
The next new hotel. Eggs, omelets?
Yes. No, this what happens is that what was in the
I
new
was
hotel.
A sick,
the second hotel.
Okay,
so
where was the Simchat Torah?
A magic palace.
Really?
What is the name of this hotel that is a beautiful shoe there?
That's the Herod's.
Herod, yes.
Yes, that's a proper shul. That's a shul that functions the whole year around.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I told you.
If you haven't got a minion, that's where you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
But in the Magic Palace, it's by the way, it was built for Achim Sharbat. They own the building. They own the hotel. They're not running it. Fatal is running it, but they own the hotel, and they build the shul there. And they have also two seats that belong to them. It's a nice shul. But Herod, it's a bigger show. But the real truth is, I must tell you, a lot is not as it used to be. There are a lot of shuls, a lot of religious people, you've got no problem with davening and with all the, some of the shops have even closed on Shabbos, so, and a lot of kosher places.
In 79, there was one hotel that was closed.
Yeah. Yes, there was nothing there. Was nothing there.
The Red Rock.
Asela Adom. Yeah. And Baruch Hashem today, all the hotels, I think, are kosher. And it's not only that they're kosher. In most of the hotels, you have shuls, and you have you have minyan, and you have a mashgiach, and you have also a lot of kosher restaurants all around.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different. And really, it makes you feel good, but there is a good side to it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like this, that was Kiddush Hashem, where everybody went up to go and dance and the akafot in the lobby, and everybody was coming and joining. It was beautiful. So,
but Simchas Torah is one holiday with the Chiloniim. I remember that Lag BaOmer.
And Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur not something. They dance
fast.
I remember.
What?
I
only dance fast on Yom Kippur.
Sorry?
Chilunim dance fast on Yom Kippur.
Well, a lot of them fast. On Yom Kippur, I was also.
Take the kids to Simchat Torah, to the.
I think I told you, on Yom Kippur, I was a part. They have here in Ostrovsky, they have a minion for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody comes to daven every day. Most of them are not religious. Yeah. And on Kol Nidre, we had there around 550 people, men and women. And they asked me to explain the prayers. So I was explaining the prayers there in Kol Nidre. And it was an uplifting feeling,
who
you know, to see. And Kol Nidre did the Moti Kedar.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And then I did also Musaf the next day and explained on Shachrit. And it was, I'm doing it now, I think, for